This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Several long-serving lawmakers are retiring from the General Assembly when their terms end in January. Between now and the time they leave office, I'll catch up with some of them for exit interviews reflecting on the time they spent as legislators. Up this week is a conversation with Republican Senator David Luchtefeld. He's served in the Senate for more than two decades. What are some things over the years that you've been involved in, either issues that you've worked on or specific legislation that kind of jump out at you as some of the highlights of your time in the Senate?
You know, probably if you were to say the biggest thing that I was involved in was the medical malpractice situation on a number of years ago where there was an attempt, you know, doctors were leaving the state in droves and there was an attempt to put caps on some of the awards. We did that, and we finally got it done, and it was overridden, of course, in the Supreme Court. But I think we did change that whole rates are lower, and they have stayed down. I think the amount that they're winning in courts is not as much as it was, and so I think it was something that turned out good.
Do you still have any hope that someday caps will be a possibility, or that there might be a chance to go a little further with that, or?
Well, it depends again on who's on the court. On the present court, it probably would stay that way. I think if there were another real panic as far as doctors leaving the state because of that, you could see an attempt to revisit that issue.
What went into your thought process in deciding that it was time to leave the General Assembly?
Well, there are a lot of things. I'm not a young guy anymore, and there is a time where it's time to do something different. But I think it made it a lot simpler in the fact that they drew me out of my district. The last map drew a line around my house. So I would have had to move to run again. The Constitution allows you to run one more time when they do that to you. I did that and would have had to move to run again. I thought about that. But, you know, it's never easy to move. And especially, I've been here for 21 years, and I think it's time. Time to step down, and we've got a person who is taking my place who is just outstanding. So this is a good fit.
What's the one thing you'll miss the most, and what's one thing you maybe won't miss at all?
Well, I certainly won't miss this conflict that we have right now. It is really almost criminal what we're doing here in this state. I mean, an awful lot of people are suffering while leaders are trying to show who's in charge and who's the boss, and we're going to do it my way or no way, and that's not good. You know, of course, I obviously believe that Mike Madigan is the person that, now some people would blame it on the governor, but he's only been here for a year and a half and or 2 years, and I think this debt is overwhelming. I think that I'm not real sure people understand how serious this debt is. I mean, to the point where can you ever fix it? I have some doubts that you can fix it because of political reasons, and, you know, parties want to stay in power and how long are we, you know, how do we get there? It's all about power. And rather than about what we really need to do, it's desperate now that we fix this before. I personally think it may be too late to fix, and that's sad.
And those doubts kind of stemming from just how serious the problem is and how kind of difficult politically the solutions would have to be.
Absolutely. You would have to do very difficult things for a long period of time. I'm saying years, where you can fix it with cutting and maybe more taxes. You'd have to change the atmosphere of the state as far as business is concerned. But you'd have to do that over a long period of time. And I guess I would ask anyone, when have you seen government officials do really tough things over a long period of time? They usually like to simply, let's try to fix it and then go back to doing what we did before.
When you look at the current impasse and this last election cycle with all the spending that went into legislative races, what do you think of this kind of shift that we have seen with high-stakes spending and folks really digging in on each side? How does it compare to what you've seen over the years?
Well, you know, certainly with Rauner's money, Republicans have been able to compete with really what has been an unfair balance of money up until this point. But again, you can't really, you know, Republicans probably can't gain control with this map. There's no question about that. And this state probably is a more of a Democratic state than it is a Republican state. And so it's very difficult. But, you know, certainly Mike Madigan has been able to stay in power. And he's good at that. There's no question he's good at it. But in the meantime, this state is, I think, in worse shape than you know, he has to recognize it. But I think he feels that if he fixes it the way it really needs to be fixed, by making the state more business friendly, he may not be the speaker. And he's chosen to be the speaker.
And let's move on to maybe a lighter note. What are some of the things you're going to miss a lot about serving in this office?
Well, I think just some of the people, you know. I mean, you meet a lot of people that you would never have met before. Some of them you maybe wish you hadn't have met, but many of them are people, good people, who are trying to do the right thing. I have a good relationship with an awful lot of people on both sides of the aisle, and, you know, a lot of the other people who simply work here. That, I think, is and two, the kind of the excitement of all this. You know, this can be a busy job if you do it right. I've always been busy, and I kind of like that. I kind of like that pressure, that, you know, of having a deadline, have to do this. How I will handle simply doing nothing is hard to say.
What are your plans? Do you know what you want to do? Are you just going to put your feet up and enjoy retirement, or do you have some plans to keep busy?
You know, I doubt if I'll just put my feet up. I mean, my life has been, for the last, ever since I went to college a long time ago, it's been a really busy, you know, I participated in athletics at university, then I've been a teacher and a coach and basketball and baseball, and it's been nonstop for 60 years. I still want some things to do. I just don't want a permanent job. And I don't know whether anything comes along or not, but I think everything is going to be fine. Yeah, got a great family, a lot of grandkids, a wonderful wife, and I'll figure something out.
When you talk about the people and the relationships here, I know I was a State House reporter, but it's been a couple years since I've been over here regularly, and I definitely saw folks with good friendships across the aisle. Do you think that is continuing? Do you have any concern about that congeniality as you're leaving, or?
I think that friendship across the aisle has diminished since I've been here. The campaigns are so ugly, and there's such a, at all costs, stay in power or gain power, that those, I don't think they're as good as, or as close as they used to be. That is, I think, something that's not good, because you do need to compromise. And you will do a better job of that if you have friends on both sides of the aisle. So I think that ability to compromise, that ability to have friends on both sides of the aisle, has diminished since I've been here.
You mentioned the map a couple times. What are your thoughts on how the system for REMAP could be changed? I mean, we're seeing the Citizens Initiative, they keep trying, and it's just not, it doesn't seem like it's going to go that route. Do you think that the legislature at some point might actually be able to get something done on REMAP, or?
I guess I would ask you. You think Mike Madigan will want to, and unless the majority party wants to do it, it's simply not going to be. And of course, the way we did it last time with signatures was, again, a partisan Supreme Court who struck it down 4-3. You know, if the court would change, that could be something that you could simply do it the way with signatures and. Enough signatures, we could get that done. Right now with this court, it appears we can't get that done. It would have to come from the legislature. Is Madigan going to do that? I don't see him doing it. I mean, he wants to stay in power. He wants to continue to draw. You know, when you're on top, you want to stay there, and that's where he's at. And so far, he hasn't been forced to change that. So, you know, I can remember Governor Edgar, after he left office, I was talking to him, and I said, if you could change one thing in state government, what would it be? He said, the most corrupt, outrageous thing we do is drawing the maps. The first thing I would change would be drawing the map. 80% of the people of Illinois agree with that. Yet it's not happening, and we know why it's not happening.
As someone who's aware of the institutional knowledge that is here amongst a lot of the lawmakers in the General Assembly, how do you feel about term limits?
I have always felt I could live with term limits. You know, I came into this business later in life. It was a job that I didn't have to have. It has been rewarding. There's no doubt about it. A lot of self-satisfaction. But I'm not real sure term limits do what people think they will. You know, I've talked to people in other states who have term limits. They have not seen a whole lot of difference in, you know, there's still, you know, people who are upset. There's still things happening that, you know, maybe would have, you know, you hope you could turn around. I've never been a big advocate. You know, people can vote you out. I could have lived with it because my life would be fine with or without this job. I'm not sure it does everything people think it would do. I can't think of a job where experience isn't considered good. And now you're saying that this is a job that experience is not good. It takes a while to learn this job. It really does. And once you get where you know what's going on, know the issues, then you're going to be out.
What do you think has changed the most about the job as you've been here?
Well, you know, I know that people have been saying this for years, that politics is getting uglier, campaigns are getting uglier. I think when I first came here 21 years ago, that in political ads, you had to have some truth. Today, it doesn't appear that you need any proof. You just put it out there, and there are no repercussions. Nothing happens. They are just simply out of hand. How you change that, I don't know. But it has become an ugly, ugly business.
Do you think that's a product to some degree on campaign finance, as far as being able to, you know, have an ad that's maybe put out by a PAC, or you don't have to put your name on it as much as you used to?
Well, you know, you can make arguments that is the case, that there need to be more controls on finances. I know this, that even since I've been here, there have been campaign finance reform a number of times. And today, there's usually a way around it with the PACs or whatever it might be. You know, I've never seen it cut down on the amount of money that is spent in elections. So I don't know that that's the answer. I do know that we dirty each other up so much during campaigns, then why are we surprised that people think we're not honest, you see? Here's what I think has happened. I think we hired guns who make a living being ugly in campaigns. You know, think about it. We all know that there are people out there who that's what they do for a living. And winning is, that's what's important. No matter what you do, if you want to get hired at the next election to run somebody's campaign, the more you win, the more you can demand. And these are people who are experts in being ugly. That's the kind of business it has become. And let's go hire somebody who really knows how to cut the other side down, and they're good at it.
It feels like, especially nationally, but in Illinois as well, that we're kind of at the cusp of maybe a big change in politics and what we want as a nation. I mean, we're very divided in a lot of ways. What will you be watching with interest when you're no longer a part of this system and this great circus sometimes?
There is no doubt that we are more divided today than I think in my lifetime. Now, what I will watch, as far as the state is concerned, is whether there's a serious attempt to get Illinois back to where it can be. But I want to reiterate, this state will never be a very successful state unless we create an atmosphere that people and businesses want to come here rather than leave here.